Get Ready for Success. Leadership Strategies for Women is a show dedicated to providing practical and valuable strategies for emerging women leaders of today. It's your time to get inspired, motivated, and challenged to achieve your vision for success. And now, here's leadership speaker and coach, Ellie Nieves.
This is Leadership Strategies for Women, and this is your host, Ellie Nieves. I'm the founder and president of Leadership Strategies for Women, where I develop seminars and webinars to help women show up, speak up, and step up in their careers. I also coach women who want to achieve more both personally and professionally. To learn more, please visit my website at leadershipstrategiesforwomen.com, and you can also follow the Leadership Strategies for Women page on Facebook. Today, our guest is Julia Mateer. Julia is the author of the recently released book, Life-Giving Leadership, A Woman's Toolbox for Leading. She is also the co-founder of Generation Eve, an online community for women focusing on leadership, relationships, and parenting. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ellie. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to getting to know and connecting with your listeners.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this interview. You have such a wonderful background, and I would love for you to share your background with our listeners.
Well, I am actually a licensed mental health therapist, and I did that for 10 years in private practice. I was actually an expert working with at-risk adolescent girls, and then over the course of several years, I transitioned into becoming a pastor full-time, and so I've been the director of small groups at a large church in our area for the last 4 years. I'm also a writer and a communicator. I've also been married. We're coming up on our 33 years of marriage the end of this month.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. And I have my husband's also a pastor, and then we have three adult children, and we just had our first grandchild at the beginning of this year. So
Great. Life is
full.
Great. It's wonderful. So, Julia, when I introduced you, I mentioned that you recently released a book, Life-Giving Leadership, A Woman's Toolbox for Leading. What
Yes.
inspired you to write your book?
Well, I had worked in private practice as a therapist, working with women's spiritual and clinical issues. And at the same time, I've been a Christ follower since I was 19. And doing small groups and working with women in ministry as well. And one of the things that I noticed caused women the most heartbreak was relationships, particularly relationships with other women. And in the church world, oftentimes women will leave the local church as a result of unhealthy relationships with other women, or they haven't been able to find their place in the local church, and sometimes they haven't been able to not only find a place to lead, but just find support and encouragement from other women. And so I wanted to write a book that would give us the tools to develop healthy, life-giving environments within a local church setting so women can come and find healthy relationships, find a voice at the table, opportunities to minister and impact people's lives with the love of Jesus. And so that was the impetus for writing the book.
Wow, that's really special. And what are some of the tools that you share in the book to help women lead?
Well, one of the basic foundational truths in the book is that for us to be able to lead others, we have to be able to lead ourselves. And that starts with being able to get quiet and be aware of what's happening in our internal worlds and getting any help that we might need for any heart blockages that we have, for any issues that we might have that would inhibit our ability to lead a full life as a fully devoted follower of Christ and be able to lead from a healthy place. So I go through that extensively in the book. And then also some practical issues or some practical steps on how to lead and develop healthy teams, how to affirm and bless your team with your words, how to develop healthy relationships with the women on your teams, how to help other women take their next steps in leadership, and how to be a champion for the women that you're mentoring and developing and bringing forth. And so those are some of the strategies and tools that you would find in the book.
Great. And like so many authors, I'm sure that a lot of what you've incorporated in your book comes from your personal experiences. I mean, you have a very full and rich life. You mentioned you have a full family life. You're also a woman who has a career. What are some of the challenges that you faced as you were striving to attain your own leadership goals?
You know, some of it was just being able to balance my family life with my leadership goals, with my work life. And so being able to keep the integrity of my family while I was going to graduate school, while I was taking on more and more responsibility in ministry, and staying before the Lord to protect my heart and to make sure that I was following His leading too. So I think that was the greatest challenge, was making sure I maintained healthy relationships with my family in my marriage, as well as keeping my own self healthy. That was a challenge as well. Keeping myself emotionally and spiritually healthy, and then keeping the relationships, my spheres of influence in ministry, and as I pursued those leadership goals, making sure I was keeping those relationships healthy as well. So I think for women, as we're pursuing those leadership goals, I think it's probably the greatest pull is between family and work, and family and ministry.
That is so true. That is so true. So you've alluded to this a little already, but what role does your faith play in your career?
Well, everything I do stems from a relationship, a personal relationship that I have with Jesus Christ. And that happened when I was 19 years old. And since then, it's been my hope and my goal to filter everything that I do through Him and what is His will and desire for my life. And that permeates into every area of my life as a wife, as a mother, as a therapist, as a writer, as a pastor, as a leader. And that influences every area of my life. So it definitely influences how I lead, how I seek to esteem others and respect others, and to lift others up and to help others take their next step, whatever that might be. I have a team of people that I work with at the church that I'm the director of small groups. I have a staff, and it's my goal to be able to lead out of that life-giving nature of Jesus Christ, so that I'm continually honoring them, walking in integrity before the Lord and before them, and to helping them make sure that they're walking in all God has for them as well. So I think that's the Holy Spirit being my helper has been tremendous. I could not do what I'm doing without Him.
Well, amen. Julia, you also have an online community for women titled Generation E. Tell us about that online community.
So Generation Eve launched a little over a year ago, and there was a desire for an online community where we could have authentic conversations with women about issues that were really near and dear to our hearts, leadership, what it's like to be a woman in leadership, what it's like to be a woman in ministry, and the challenges and the joys of that. And also, we talk about issues around relationships, whether it's marriage or friendships, or what it's like to be single. Also, parenting issues and faith issues. We have a group of women that are contributors from all walks of life and all ages, and they're in a diverse group, different ethnic backgrounds, so we could all bring our own unique perspective to the conversation. And so that's what Gen Eve is all about. And we seek to be able to be inclusive and have women come in and join the conversation. And it's our desire to really be able to uplift and encourage and support the women that are part of our Gen Eve family.
Great. And how can someone become a part of that community?
They can go on to our site. It's GenerationEve.com. We also have our Generation Eve Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you go on our site, you can subscribe, and we can send you our post. We do vlogs and blog posts on a weekly basis. And we often have giveaways and other opportunities for you to be a part of the community.
So what's next for you personally?
Well, I am in the process of writing a few more book proposals. One's on parenting and one's on just being a woman and some of the challenges as well as the joys of learning our identity in Christ as a woman. And then also we're looking at possibly doing some Gen Eve gatherings around some different strategically placed areas in Florida where people can connect. So just continuing to do ministry at Bayside, our church that I'm a part of, as well as some writing and developing Gen Eve. So that's what's next on the agenda.
Great, and we wish you much success.
Thank you.
How can
so
our
much.
Listeners get in touch with you?
They can connect with me at Julia@GenerationEve. Also, they can also get on and connect with us, contact us through GenerationEve.com. So we welcome everyone to come and be a part of what we're doing.
Great. Julia, you've been a wonderful guest. Thank you so much for sharing some of those tools from the toolbox with us. And again, just to all of our listeners, remember the name of Julia's book is Life-Giving Leadership, A Woman's Toolbox for Leading. Make sure that you follow her online, and it's a good read. Pick up the book. Thank you so much, Julia. We really appreciate having you on the show today.
Thank you, Ellie. I appreciate it.
And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless.